The eye doctor that I use regularly is one of those that has, separate from the doctor's office, but in the same building, has an in-house optometrist. And so when you have your eyes checked by the doctor, they give you a card after the exam that says 10% off glasses today only. But there's nothing on the card that has a date on it. And there's my name's not on it. So it's just a card that everybody gets that says you can get 10% off glasses, but today only.
It's a trap.
And I love that card because it's always today. We have this custom, this tool, this weapon that has been developed in our society, and that weapon is a false sense of urgency. This is happening today only. It is a limited time offer. What will it take for you to buy this car today? I'll bet all of you are thinking you need to get out of here early today because Miss Skelly's is having a sale. Today only. It's a threat. You have to do these things now. But like the story of the boy who cried wolf, we have heard the urgency lament so many times that we don't heed it when we should. We don't respond to real urgency because we've been manipulated too often with contrived urgency. Now, the religious version of this anxiety-producing urgency is this. You could die at any moment, and if you die with sin on your soul, you will not go to heaven. So we are not immune from this sense of urgency, trying to make people do what we want them to do. Today, we have readings as we enter Advent, and these readings have a sense of urgency in them that is the real thing. The Gospel says, John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sin. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the River Jordan, confessing their sins. He talked to them about one who is coming who will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. And he told them this not to frighten them and to make them live in fear, but to inspire them to change their lives so that they could have intimacy with God now. Scripture and religion, when done right, inspire us to live with mindfulness and immediacy. The urgency comes in because we have a desire to stop missing out on what God has for us now, today only. We are entering Advent. And the theologian N.T. Wright said of this time, "Do not suppose that you are in the moment simply in darkness, with nothing to do until the great day arrives. The day has already begun to dawn with the coming of Jesus." So that Jesus' followers are already people of the day. He goes on to say, "The promise and warning of God's future is meant to inculcate neither helplessness nor complacency, but inspiration and energy to work as day people in a world that thinks it is still night." As Christians, we are the day people. We know that it is always today, and that today we have the opportunity to be with God. The urgency is not a threat, but a promise. We could be with God right now. Isaiah says his reward is with him. If we are with God, we are beginning to live in the kingdom of God already. Not out there somewhere, not someday, but today. In our collect for this second Sunday of Advent, we pray, "Give us grace to heed the prophet's warnings." And that is an admonition to seek God now. This offer is good today only. So we are the day people, as Wright says. What does it mean for us to be the day people during this Advent preparatory season? What are we supposed to do to wake other people up, to let them know about the light? First, we wake ourselves up, remembering that all we do should point toward loving others, or else it is useless religious practice. There have been many times in my life that I was on my way to do something that had to do with religion, and in the moment, I neglected to be with one of God's people, and even got irritated a couple of times because, don't they know I need to go do my stuff, my Christian stuff? That was my chance to be with somebody. It's not about religion, it's about presence. I do better in those rare moments when I recognize that being with a person in the moment is far more important than any of my religious practice. Truly, his salvation is very near to those who fear him. Right here, in the next person you talk to. How can we wake up and show that we are people of the day? Well, Christmas is approaching. I know you probably haven't noticed because there's no indication of that in stores or on TV. But as Christmas approaches, we could do several things. We could admit that we don't necessarily need more stuff. That's fine to exchange gifts, but what should our Christmas list have on it? Maybe we should change a Christmas list into an Advent list. And do things and ask for things that gesture toward the light that we already know about. We could encourage people, if they want to honor us, to give something to a cause. Habitat for Humanity, Heifer International, the Humane Society, or any other cause that takes care of God's people and God's creation. If we can practice being present with others instead of worrying about all the running around of this holiday season, we practice remembering that it is always today. A book called The Meaning of Being a Christian says this: many habitually think of God in the past tense. Their faith is directed not toward the living God himself, but toward what someone else has written about a God who used to be alive. Advent is the time when we stop thinking of God in the past tense and think of God as moving in the present through each of us. Advent is a season of expectation. It's a season of true urgency, urging us to take advantage of this present moment to be with others and to love them. Advent is our time to practice being with God, being with God's people, and experiencing the eternal in this very moment. We can be with God and participate in eternity. But hurry, this offer is good only today. Amen.